Chapter 4. Three rooms. A bedroom about the size of a prison cell. A bathroom about a quarter the size of that. And a third room for everything else, including the kitchen. It was far more space than Amos Decker had been accustomed to over the last year and a half. He set his bags down and looked around his new home. He should grab some sleep, but he wasn't tired. He could sleep all day sometimes, but other times, like now, his mind would not allow him to rest. His brain was on fire. There was a small table across from the kitchen area. On the table was a laptop computer with a note stuck to it. The note was from Agent Bogart. The laptop was his to use. There was secure Wi-Fi here. Bogart would be by later. Decker checked his watch. It was 5 in the morning. Bogart had expected him to stop on his drive and probably anticipated his arriving here later this afternoon or evening. Decker made a cup of coffee, black, with a heap of sugar, and carried it over to the table. He sat down and opened up the laptop. He went online and searched for the name Melvin Mars. There had been quite a few stories written in the last few days on Mars. Decker read all of them, his perfect memory imprinting each indelibly onto his brain. But he also wanted to know more about the man's past, and a few minutes later, he found it. Melvin Mars had been on the cusp of the NFL draft held in April of each year. It was projected he would go top 5 until he'd been arrested and charged in the murders of his parents, Roy and Lucinda Mars. Decker looked at the grainy pictures of the pair on the screen. Roy was white, with strong features, and even in the blurry photo, his penetrating eyes were readily apparent. Lucinda was black and remarkably beautiful, with bountiful hair that fell to her shoulders. Her face was crinkled into an infectious smile. Clear opposites, at least on the surface. Interesting. Decker sipped his coffee and kept scrolling. The murders had taken place on April 2nd. The bodies were found in an upstairs bedroom. Both had been shotgunned, their faces obliterated, and then their bodies set on fire. The house stood by itself, well off the road. They lived in rural Texas. There had been no one around to hear them die.